This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Snow Show Friday from Wachusett Mountain, and coming up at 8:20, we will be joined by Wick Grosbeck, the current governor and the governor and the CEO going forward, at least for 3 years, of this Boston Celtics team under new ownership. And I'm looking forward to hearing what Wick has to say when he's on the show next hour.
So, I can't wait.
We are at Wachusett Mountain. Want to thank everybody who came out this morning here at Wachusett, everybody who came out last night. You guys are awesome. We have like less than 10 probably Snow Show merch hats left. The amazing Ashley from the foundation is right over there. So if you're looking for a Snow Show merch, you go see Ashley. This is Walter from Worcester. Walter, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys, and welcome to the area. You know, you're talking about where they might build a new arena, but you're forgetting the second largest city in the state, and that would be Worcester. Polar Beverages is home here.
Yes.
Yep. You also have Polar Park is here.
Right.
And the old Bay State Bombardiers used to play here. They were coached by Dave Callum. So I say move the Celtics to Worcester.
Right. And then, like, Jason Tatum would move to Boylston or, like, where?
Absolutely. Shrewsbury. Okay. Shrewsbury's a very, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Up and coming. Shrewsbury, yeah. Go to the Ground Round. Did that ever open up, the new Ground Round?
Oh, we never got word on that.
Yeah, I know. That's going to be soon.
Yeah. I just don't.
You're not a big Bay State Bombardier fan?
Yeah. I love Worcester. My radio roots began in the city of Worcester decades ago. I believe the Boston Celtics need to be playing their games in Boston.
We do go to Foxborough.
Yes, we do. Yes.
And complain about it every time.
And everybody complains about it every single time they go there. Everybody complains about how they can't get out of there for an hour and a half afterwards.
But can we all understand that there is going to be a Celtics-only facility that's part of the new ownership group?
I don't know. I thought that before we talked to Rob Hale. And the way that Rob Hale answered your question, Curtis, made me think that they've had this conversation for quite some time and it's not going to happen.
In Boston.
But I didn't ask him specifically.
Yeah, he didn't ask specifically Boston. No, he asked about just getting their own arena.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that reporting last night, we obviously have the opportunity to talk to Wick next hour, but the reporting last night was that their intent on building an arena that's for, you know, to me, the only way private equity finds this a lucrative opportunity is if you have the chance to do what John Henry did. John Henry just rebuilt inside the walls of Fenway.
Right.
But he put in $400-500 million into Fenway Park to make it better.
But I think you're assuming that he is buying it as purely an investment and expects a reasonable return in a reasonable amount of time. There are definitely those who buy these franchises because they love the franchise or because they want a better version than a yacht when it comes to a toy to play with. And so,
do the private equity firms that buy into franchises with 6-7 major investors feel that way? I don't think so.
Yeah, but are we certain? We can ask Wick this. Is this a private equity deal? He's a private equity guy who runs a private equity firm that is focused on, tech and software and that. I don't know that this is a purchase that's being made by his. I think he's the guy. He's worth $7 billion and he's leading this. So,
well, isn't that part of the issue with the Dallas Mavericks with their ownership group? Don't they want to build
they want to move it. They want to move it to Vegas because they're in the casino business. Mm-hmm. So they want to.
But I feel like owners, Greg, when they when people buy these type of franchises, the people who bought the Washington Commanders, Magic Johnson, I forget who the other guys.
Paid $6 billion
right.
for it.
But they also came in with the intent of we're going to build a new stadium because that's what really now you start to see it. Steve Ballmer, who bought the Clippers, ultimately built that new arena for the Clippers. So I just don't know. I couldn't even imagine what that world of money looks like. But I would feel like if you're – gonna buy this team and you see the price tag of luxury tax, the players, and the way the salaries are going in the NBA and the fact that you have to pay, I don't know. I thought I saw that the lease that the Celtics were paying was like north of $100 million. Like you're having to pay all for
luxury
them
tax?
No, for them to be leasing out the building, the Celtics.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, so it you'd have to be thinking like, all right, if we're going to do this, we need to know that within the next 5 to 7 years, we're building a new arena to be able to recoup some of this money that we're going to lose in that time.
I just don't know how you can look at the exact situation that Wick is leaving and say that this is a very profitable endeavor. I think that they did the very best job you could from 2003 to now. Couldn't have had a better group led by Wick that did everything they could to bring championships here, and we are all deeply grateful for them for that. I just am concerned about if you're private equity, you have a way of evaluating things, and John Henry is, and that's why he's ebbed and flowed based on the revenue the Red Sox get.
Yeah.
It's not a passion project.
No. In many cases it is. It wouldn't be if a private equity firm said, we're going to invest in this. And we believe we're going to be able to turn this around in 10 years and we're going to get, $25 billion for it. But I think they know what they're getting into. So they must know either that they're going to get a stadium or they are okay with losing money and putting a winning product out there.
I would just say that up until the sale, the scuttlebutt was they're not going to get $5.5 billion, that they were underwhelmed by the suitors. And this feels like the NBA orchestrating a group similar to what happened to the Red Sox, and it's worked out beautifully, so that they could cross that $6 billion barrier and then say it's $8 billion because they don't have an arena when it comes to Vegas and any new franchise. And this is beneficial to the league as a whole, but I don't know if it's great for Celtics fans in general.
Hmm. Okay. Well, you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI, and you can hear Wick Grosbeck talk about all of those things on this show this morning at 8:20 right now. We got to get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, Chime, where should we start this morning?
Well, Greg, we've been talking about it a lot this morning. The Celtics have a new owner, and we should hear from that new owner. Bill Chisholm talked on NBC Sports Boston, and this is what he had to say about keeping the team together and attempting to hang some more banners.
going back over time, this is the best franchise in any sport for me, anywhere in the world. It's just an incredible, incredible team and the legacy that comes with that. And frankly, the responsibility too, and that I do feel. And yet the commitment to excellence that the team's had from, you know, way back in the Red Auerbach, Bill Russell, Cousy, all that, all the way to, you know, to Wick and what he's done, and with his group, and with the team now with Brad and Joe, it's just, it's incredible. And, you know, I, as Wick said, I want to raise banners. I want to raise them now, and I want to raise them in the future as well. And I look at what Wick has done, and when Brad has done, and Joe has done, and the time is now. And they've also set the team up for the future as well. So that's part of the reason why, you know, I come in here, and we come in here as a new investor group. And, you know, we're partnering with Wick here because he's done an amazing job. And if, you know, you're just, why would you change that at this point?
So, if their philosophy, if that Wick philosophy, or, you know, Celtics philosophy is we're willing to pay the luxury tax because we win championships, is gonna continue because Wick is gonna be a part of that going forward, then I don't know, maybe that's gonna be their approach.
And
they're gonna write the check.
And him talking about Brad every time he speaks too makes me feel like, you know, Brad is going to be a main focus of not leaving. They're going to make sure that Brad stays in place because we think that Brad has found the perfect place in this franchise.
Yeah, I think Wick is a good guy to be front-facing because the fan base trusts him. But it's, for me, it's wait and see. I mean,
yeah.
I'll give him the benefit of the doubt, but yeah. I have no idea how he's going to run the organization.
All right, what's next, Shy?
Well, Greg, your guy Bronny James had a career high in points last night, and J.J. Redick's here to tell you that Bronny James is going to be a good NBA player.
Yeah, I think the next step is just, you know, becoming an elite conditioned athlete, because when he does that with his physical tools and just his like burst and his handle, and you know, we think he's going to be an above average to really good NBA shooter. He's gonna have a chance to really make an impact.
All right. Career high 4 points. Is that what he had? What it was?
No, he had 17. Like 17.
Oh, yeah, it's 17.
Yeah, excellent.
Oh, you know.
All right.
Good game for him.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Even went toe-to-toe with Giannis at one point.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. How long do you think he's in the league for?
You know, I guess if he can find something that he could do well, right?
And what? Yeah, if he could find something that he could do
usually
well.
Usually you arrive in the NBA and you're like, how can I help?
Like, what's his, but I mean, what's his role? Taking the charge?
I
Making Powerade, I can show him.
if I was him, I would focus on a role similar to like a Tony Allen, Marcus Smart. Focus on being a nasty defender.
You think there's a chance Bronny becomes Tony Allen?
No. I said that's what I would focus on, the defensive element of the game, you know, because that's about effort and want to.
Be a professional flopper.
Yeah, and work on, you know, obviously you got to work on your skill on the offensive side of the basketball.
Yeah.
But if you can just, you know, you got to be able to shoot, and that's the thing he's got to work. And if you can't shoot in the beginning, then you got to be able to play defense. That's what helped Marcus Smart. Marcus Smart didn't have a great offensive game, but he played his defense. He played his ass off.
What if the Lakers traded Bronny for Luka? You thought it was dubious then.
All right. I don't think he's – I think once his dad is gone, his opportunity may dwindle, but that's just
– Probably not, because what does dad say? Dad say he wants to buy a team, so he'll end up playing for the team that his dad owns.
Okay. All right. What's next? Shine.
Well, Greg, next we have Tommy Curran was on with the afternoon show yesterday. Talked about the Stephon Diggs visit to New England. Here was Tommy Curran with WEEI Afternoons.
I think that in the case of a Diggs, it's probably where you would say, well, we didn't get our Eagle Scout. And this is not to contrive, you know, Stephon Diggs to be the second coming of Ray Caruth. I mean, you know, the guy is a pain in the ass in multiple places. So you have to decide, okay, is it better to have nobody at all and walk into the season with Kayshon Booty, Jalen Polk, Javon Baker, and Kendrick Bourne as the top of our outside receiver group? Or is it better for us to go ahead and try and address it with someone and keep our fingers crossed? So to me, it's a sliding scale of what you're willing to tolerate from a player and the production that he'll give you. If Diggs was making $24 million a year and you anticipated he would be a pain in the posterior, you might say, we can't pay somebody that kind of money and have him be a detriment. If it's less, then maybe you can do it.
So first of all, it sounded like it was a serious visit, right? Like they did the dinner the night before. They spent the day together. Like, I think it's a serious...
It was reported as the beginning of a relationship, potentially. They got to know each other, and the Patriots wanted to understand how he was health-wise.
Yeah.
And if there was a fit, just in terms of the personalities.
Yeah, I mean, but is he... I don't know that he's a big pain in the ass.
Like, he's not. When they talk about this...
C.J. Stroud was very complimentary about him.
It's so aggravating. He grows into a pain in the ass. But that's usually like three, four, five.
After he helps you. Yeah.
And he either wants new money or he's like – and you're only looking at Steph Diggs as a stopgap for a year, max two. So
and front load the money like crazy this year because you have cash to burn. And then if it doesn't work out, next year is perfectly fine. The other thing, I don't understand the current approach. Where he reports, because he was told, I'm not saying he wasn't told accurate information or information from the organization, that they're not in on these guys because they don't want to bring in a bad guy. Shimes lead yesterday.
Right.
And then instead of like ripping the people that told him something they've clearly gone back on, he said, well, the good guys weren't available. Tom, they're not. You can't be picky right now. Like, you have to attack this completely. You have to attack every receiver with the way they reportedly attacked Godwin for you to land one of these guys. Because... who cares if the guy's a pain in the ass if he's successful?
Right.
And isn't that also why you brought Mike Vrabel in as your head coach?
Right.
Because your expectation is that he is going to handle these guys better than Gerard Mayo did?
Because he has the experience.
So he dealt with A.J. Brown.
Right.
And they got along great.
I would ask this question to all the people who are like, oh, the bad guy. Well, why aren't, and this is where I'm a little bit concerned with the Patriots and I don't understand them. So if you're concerned about the bad guy approach and you want to paint that picture for Stephon Diggs, Amari Cooper's available. He's not a bad guy. Keenan Allen's available. He's not a bad guy. Why aren't you bringing in those guys for visits to see like, okay, maybe these guys, you know what? Whether you think they're washed or not, like we as fans, these are still guys that if you brought in would be the best receivers in your room. So why are you not kicking the tires on them? Clearly, and this is what's frustrating because I can't remember who I was talking to. I was talking to somebody
you
last
night. You talk a lot.
Yeah. And I meet a lot of people, and I'm sorry, I forget
last
names.
Night,
yeah, last night. And I said to them, I said, if they did what they did on defense – on the offensive side of the football, we would be like
playoff.
Round of applause. Yeah. This is a great job by them. But because they're doing it on the defensive side and the offense, as we know, is what's struggling, we're looking and go, well Mike's going to help the defense out. But where is the offense? Where are these guys? Like, and I'm more focused on the wide receiver position. So,
If Drake May's great and he was awesome last year, the best thing the Patriots had, then why are we worried about Steph Diggs destroying his growth?
Do
you think Drake May wants Steph Diggs on the team?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I don't know why you let him leave, you're looking for a deal, which is what I guess they're waiting until.
That's probably what they're doing.
And waiting till the price goes down.
Yep.
Inflation.
See, if he goes out there, if he don't get any other.
Like eggs. Right. They're waiting for eggs to go down.
Almonds are expensive.
If he don't get any other visits, now they know, he's really got no other opportunities.
But what do you really have to pay him?
No, I told you, 1 year, maybe 12,
13. Ken, do they have the cap space? Okay, good.
$13 million, not a lot. You throw a couple incentives in there to make it a little bit sweeter.
Or you don't think he can get more than Cooper Kupp?
Not with the ACL.
Not with the ACL. I think he's a little bit below Cooper Kupp. So Cooper Kupp got 15.
15, so he's 12.
Like 12, yeah.
Like, why are you haggling over $13 million?
And it's win-win. Steph Diggs needs to have a great year to get legit money again before he's done. The Patriots need a talent that is like Steph Diggs to get Drake May to the next level.
Yeah.
Why is it a bad idea?
All right, anything else, Shine?
One more for you here, Greg. The Boston Bruins lost 5-1 last night to the Vegas Golden Knights. They are now on a 4-game losing streak. Interim head coach Joe Sacco talked about the frustration involved with such a losing streak.
Well, you're always frustrated when you lose. It doesn't matter what game it is. And, we knew coming in here tonight it was going to be a challenge against a real good hockey team. But, like you said, I thought that we came ready to play. Frustration can't set in, right? That's not good. We need to just keep digging in and working hard and making sure that, we're playing to the end. And even, I know that it's 5-0. We scored to make it 5-1. But, we're still playing to the end.
Right. We're playing to the end.
Man.
When is the end?
Right.
Could it be tomorrow, please?
What happens first? The Bruins make the playoffs or the Celtics get into arena?
Oh, God.
I mean, they are just limping their way.
2 years ago, we were saying, should they go for the record of points in the history of the NHL?
Yeah, right. Or rest guys? Yeah. All right. That is They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. We are at Wachusett Mountain for a snow show. Weather, Curtis, it looks like the rain is ending. Maybe a little snow coming this afternoon.
You never know.
Maybe. All right. We will get to Courtney in today's news next.